This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
60 degrees this morning in Chapel Hill Carborough. Still relatively nippy out there. We're going to have a 20% chance of rain this morning, 50% chance of rain this afternoon, and then rain all weekend. Highs remaining cool in the lower 70s today, not even cracking 70 on Saturday. 7:07 is the time. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning. We now have the official results of which areas were contaminated following the Family Fair BP gasoline leak earlier this month. The North Carolina Department of Natural Resources said two of the four sites tested positive for traces of gasoline and related substances. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the latest.
Danny Smith, Regional Supervisor for the Department of Natural Resources Division of Water Quality, said his department tested four sites, an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch Creek, Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive, Eastwood Lake, and Booker Creek near Daly Drive.
This was a way to sample the surface water to have an understanding and to demonstrate whether or not we had surface water standard violations from the spill.
They tested for amounts of gasoline and substances found in gasoline, such as ethanol and toluene. Smith said an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch Creek and Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive registered levels of toluene that equated to a stream standard violation.
In Eastwood Lake, there was no detection, and in Booker Creek at Daly Road, there was also no detection of toluene or gas that far downstream.
Bishop Construction Company was doing renovation at the BP station on August 1st and needed a pump to drain the storm water from a footing hole connected to a pipe leading to a town storm drain. The accumulation of rainwater caused the footing hole to cave in, resulting in falling concrete, which punctured one of the fiberglass tanks below sometime in between 2 and 5 a.m. on August 2nd. The breached compartment held approximately 3,200 gallons of gasoline at the time of the incident, though the full amount was not leaked. Because the pump connected to a storm drain, gasoline flowed directly into Crow Branch Creek, a feeder of Booker Creek and Eastwood Lake. In response to the spill, the Chapel Hill Fire Department worked in conjunction with the Chapel Hill Police Department and Orange County Emergency Services to lay booms, pads, and construct dams, which Smith said prevented the leak from having far-reaching effects.
This spill event, it should be pretty well under control, and there's not meaningful gas or product to remove in the stream. So I would offer that as far as acute issues with respect to the spill, it should be resolved or abated.
Smith said the active recovery process or the cleanup and removal of the gasoline is done. It is his understanding that most of the under-drained dams, pads, and booms have been removed. Thursday, the Department of Natural Resources sent a formal request to the BP station and Bishop Construction to have access to their records and information taken during the time of the leak.
Part of what we want to do is get a response from them formally about how much product was in the tank that was released from the tank and their estimate of what was released to the stream.
Smith said he hopes to have an idea of how much gasoline was leaked from the tank by the end of next week.
And their response will provide us information on making the determination on responsible parties.
Smith said the Department of Natural Resources will then decide if action is to be taken against the BP station and Bishop Construction. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Turning now to Raleigh, your North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird, Democrat of Orange County, has one point of positive feedback for Governor Pat McCrory's veto yesterday of the welfare drug testing bill, but she says the governor didn't get everything right.
He did the right thing. Now, as far as the fleeing felons, is this a problem? We kind of doubt it. He's probably on pretty good grounds that they can fix it later on. I just don't think there are that many fugitive felons who are applying for temporary assistance for needy families or any of these social services.
Governor McCrory yesterday vetoing his first bill since taking office. That would be House Bill 392, which would have required drug screening of those applying for welfare assistance. He signed an executive order along with the veto entitled Strengthening Fugitive Apprehension and Protecting Public Benefits. In a release, Governor McCrory says he wants to, quoting now, ensure that fugitive felons are not on public assistance rolls. But Senator Kinnaird says there are other ways to make sure the welfare program is protected.
They always have background checks available, and they're not that hard to come by. What it would do is make it more selective. So I really feel that this is a common sense veto on his part, and it will greatly relieve our departments of social services that are already stretched thin.
Governor McCrory also says he vetoed the drug screening bill because it would be a burden on taxpayers, and that other states with similar laws showed little positive feedback for fighting drug addiction. The bill did pass the House and Senate in overwhelming fashion, though. The Senate approved it 42-4, while the House approved it 92-21, with three non-votes. Governor McCrory is saying he took a stand yesterday also to protect your state's jobs with his second veto while in office, vetoing House Bill 786, this one entitled the Reclaim NC Act. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on this.
The governor says the bill would have allowed businesses to overlook a greater number of employees and whether or not they are legal citizens. He says, quote, every job an illegal immigrant takes is one less job available for a legal North Carolina citizen, end quote. Seasonal workers are currently allowed 90 days of employment without going through the E-Verify process to check their citizenship. The bill Governor McCrory vetoed would have extended the seasonal worker definition to nearly 9 months, which the governor says concerns him because it would open areas other than agriculture to the lack of review of employees. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And staying in Raleigh, Governor McCrory says he's unhappy how Democratic Attorney General Roy Cooper spoke out against an elections overhaul bill that the governor signed into law this week, as Cooper could have to defend that law in court on North Carolina's behalf. The governor telling WRAL in an interview yesterday that Cooper gave his political opinion, not his legal opinion, on the measure. And that's the voter ID bill, which requires photo identification to vote, reduces the number of early voting days, and ends same-day registration during the period, among other things. Cooper wrote the governor a few weeks ago addressing policy objections to the bill and urged him to veto it in order to avoid litigation. Cooper, for his part, told WRAL his personal opinions have nothing to do with carrying out his legal obligations, but he said he's got a duty to tell residents what he thinks about legislation. Elsewhere, young Republicans who helped elect North Carolina Governor McCrory have now been rewarded with big salaries in his new administration. Matthew McKillop named this week as chief policy advisor to Health and Human Services Secretary Aldana Wass. Records show the 24-year-old received a $22,500 raise in April, bringing his salary to $87,500 a year. I want that salary. Before joining state government in January, McKillop worked for Governor McCrory's 2012 campaign and also spent 11 months as a research assistant at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank. Records show 24-year-old communications director Ricky Diaz, also Department of Health and Human Services, got an even bigger raise in April, boosting his state salary to $85,000. Diaz also campaigned for McCrory in 2012. McCrory did not request from the AP on Thursday seeking comment. 7:15 is the time here at WCHL. Time now for our first look this hour at your traffic report. This one brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch, battery, and engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Traffic still moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays right now. Fridays can go either way, either heavy traffic and you can't get anywhere, or no traffic at all. So use caution as you travel this morning. Let's not cause any problems out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. There was a lot of bumper-to-bumper traffic yesterday afternoon and evening because of the construction on MLK at Estes and also the construction on Estes just past the library. So you might expect that throughout the rest of today, too, once they get that construction started again. Those projects just about finished, which is good news, but you could see that today, so be on the lookout.
All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed that the traffic holds for the rest of the morning.
Definitely.
Thanks. All right. Time now for your weather report. This one brought to you by Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Clouds beginning to move into the area now. They're going to stick around for the better part of the weekend. Going to be kind of rainy and kind of dreary and pretty cold for the next few days. 60 degrees right now in Chapel Hill Carrboro, 58 in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy skies out there through much of Orange County. We've got a 20% chance of rain beginning later on this morning. That's going to turn into a 50% chance of rain this afternoon as clouds continue to roll into the area all day long. We'll have highs in the lower 70s. Another relatively chilly day out there for the triangle in this time of the year. Usually we expect to see temperatures in the 80s. We won't see that until Monday. Rain tonight to the tune of an 80% chance of precipitation. Overnight lows in the lower 60s. And then rain all weekend long, unfortunately. And the temperature is going to remain chilly as well. Tomorrow we've got a 90% chance of rain all day long to kick off the weekend. Highs only getting up into the upper 60s. So if you like the cold snap we've been having, tomorrow is your day, except for the rain. Overnight lows tomorrow night down in the lower 60s with that chance of rain continuing, and then a 70% chance of rain on Sunday as well with highs in the lower 70s. Rain likely pretty much all day, so keep your umbrellas handy if you're planning on being outside either day of this weekend. Overnight lows in the upper 60s tomorrow, Sunday night with that chance of rain continuing. And then Monday we'll start to get back to normal as far as we are concerned for this time of year. Still cloudy on Monday, still with a decent chance of rain, but that will be more in the form of late afternoon thunder showers than steady all day rain. And we'll have temperatures picking back up into the lower 80s on Monday. Temperature only picking up from there. By Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be back up into the mid to upper 80s, which is where we expect to be for this time of year, and we'll have partly cloudy skies both days with a slight chance of afternoon rain. 7:18 is the time here at WCHL. Moral Monday still ongoing, albeit not in Raleigh anymore. They've moved elsewhere in the state. For more than 900 people who were arrested at the demonstrations in Raleigh over the past few months, the legal process is only just beginning. And civil rights attorney and member of the North Carolina NAACP's Leadership Council, Al McShirley, says with more than 900 arrestees from Moral Mondays, it's sort of hard to get a feeling for how many of them will accept the Wake County District Attorney's offer of deferred prosecution. Here's what he had to say.
We have 35 to 45 pro bono lawyers who have all volunteered their time. I have six clients, and I know what they want to do. Some of them want to have a trial, which I think is proper. I don't think they had any right at all to arrest any of these people. We haven't surveyed the 35 lawyers to find out how their clients feel about it.
And he says some people are ready to take the deal the DA offered.
Some clients are teachers, have to go back to work next week and can't afford to take time off. So the idea of doing 25 hours of community service and paying $180 for court costs may appeal them.
At the same time, he says some others just don't have the resources to take it.
Others that are poor people, $180 is what they live on for a week, and spending 25 hours doing something because they were exercising their constitutional rights doesn't make any sense to them.
But McShirley says some people are willing to fight the process out all the way through, though, and he says he truly believes the arrests were made based on race and not on the law.
You could go there any day and see a whole bunch of people sitting and talking loud right outside the legislature all the time. I think what it was a black and white group that came over there, and they didn't like us.
And he says the GOP-led General Assembly is simply trying to suppress the progressive vote.
For poor people, for working people, for young people, for elderly people, for people who need health care, etc. They want to knock off the people who vote in favor of that large sector of the population. It doesn't take a genius to look at what they've done.
Total of 924 people arrested. They all have to have their first appearance in court before they can accept the deferred prosecution, even if they decide to take it. Moral Monday rallies have not concluded since the legislature broke for the summer, and they've just moved. Asheville-based publication Mountain Express estimated 8,000 to 10,000 people packed Asheville's Pack Square Park for Mountain Moral Monday. That was last week. And this coming Monday, 3 days from now, two more protests are scheduled, one in Charlotte. That'll be a big one where NAACP President Reverend William Barber Harbor will be on hand, and another one will take place in the small coastal town of Manteo. Meanwhile, charges have been dropped against one of those arrestees, a Charlotte Observer reporter who was arrested while covering the protest. Wake County DA Colin Willoughby said yesterday charges have been dismissed against reporter Tim Funk. Willoughby says a video of his arrest showed a journalist doing his job and not taking part in the protest. Willoughby says he believes Funk is the first of more than 930 arrested during the weekly protest to have charges dropped. The DA says about a dozen others have been offered drop charges if they perform community services and pay court costs. Funk is 58 years old. He was arrested on June 10th while interviewing clergy members at Moral Monday. Funk faced charges of misdemeanor trespassing and failure to disperse, but those charges, again, have been dropped. 7:22 is the time. Time now to keep things going with WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by Harrington Bank. Well, Tar Heel football season less than 2 weeks away. We know it's big news when a coach even mentions the possibility of an athlete playing both ways on the football field, offense and defense. That happened this week, and UNC head coach Larry Fedora not joking around. He says he has the utmost confidence in tight end turned linebacker Jack Tabb. But what does Tabb himself think about the chance of playing both offense and defense this season? Here's part of what he had to say.
I'm extremely excited about that. It's truly an honor because only a few players in college football really are allowed or have the ability to do that. So they have faith in me. I'm going to work as hard as I can to prove that I can do what they want me to do.
Tabb admits there is a learning curve to playing at his new post at the linebacker position, but he says he's confident in his abilities to handle his role on the defense.
It's been a little bit difficult. I mean, just because I haven't played defense since senior year of high school, but you know what I'm saying? Coaches, Coach West and Coach Vic have really helped me adjust. I think I'm pretty comfortable at the Mike linebacker position now to where I can at least get the base stuff down.
With all his time spent trying to score the football on the offensive end, Tabb says it is a little strange now lining up against his teammates on offense this preseason.
Absolutely. You know, they always give me a hard time because I see him every day. But, I mean, it's fun still. It's still fun.
Coach Fedora labels Tabb as one of the brightest players he's ever coached. But Tabb says he's pumped up about some pretty fundamental things this fall in Chapel Hill.
Scoring touchdowns and making some big plays. Making some hits now. I get to play defense now. Hopefully get some sacks too.
That's all that matters. To read this story, to follow all the latest on Tar Heel football, you can view our website, chapelboro.com. Again, Tar Heel football season gets underway Thursday, August 29th, 13 days from now, against South Carolina. Turning to basketball news, you'll have to wait for the season finale, the last Duke game of the year, but Roy Williams Tar Heels will be featured this year on ESPN's College Game Day, March 8th, for a record 11th time on the basketball pregame show. College Game Day is an 8-day Saturday morning and evening college basketball program. It'll get underway on January 18th with a special split-site show. The legendary UNC Duke game will not be the only ACC game to make it onto College Game Day this year. They'll also cover the Duke-Syracuse game on February 1st. ACC, the only conference to have more than one game make it onto the program. Turning back locally, high school football kicks off just a week from today, coming up really soon. WCHL and ChapelBird.com are excited about this. We're bringing you two games each week this year. For the first time, you'll be able to choose which local teams to listen to on Friday nights. The season gets underway 7 days from now as the Carrboro Jaguars, who made it all the way to the 2A state title game, travel up to Hillsboro to battle the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves, who are making the jump to 3A football this year. Exciting year for both teams. You can hear the call from Paul Connell and Anthony Wellman on WCHL and on ChapelBird.com. And exclusively on ChapelBird.com, we've got another game for you. The 3A Chapel Hill Tigers hosting the 4A Riverside Pirates. Tigers coming off a 9-4 finish last season, in which they were knocked out of the state playoffs in the second round. Walter Storholt and Jeff Hamlin join the broadcast team to bring you that game from Chapel Hill. All the action begins next Friday at 6:30 p.m. with the return of the Grid, hosted by Rand Northam, in which you can hear comments from all of the area's coaches. Then at 7, you choose which game you want to listen to, Carrboro at Cedar Ridge or Riverside at Chapel Hill. For a complete broadcast schedule of this year's games, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. In other football news, Carolina Panthers played their second preseason game of the season yesterday, took their first loss, though, 14-9 at the hands of Philadelphia. That game was played up in Pennsylvania against the Eagles. Michael Vick leading a touchdown drive there. 7:26 is the time here at WCHL. Time now for
our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's about time that Carolina learned how to control the message better. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. UNC is getting ready to hire a new vice chancellor for communications and public affairs. Considering how the university has been killed in the media since 2010, this could be the most important hire in the school's 225-year history. Someone needs to tell someone how to react to bad publicity and control the message. Everyone in those positions at Carolina is trying to do the best he or she can to move out of the malaise that began with that dreadful press conference 3 years ago when Holden Thorpe, Dick Bedore, and Butch Davis sat up there with deer in the headlights. Thorpe and Bedore didn't know what to do because their sacred university had never been in this position before, facing a serious NCAA probe and penalties. As for Davis, we still don't know what he was thinking about what he knew or didn't know. Since then, the media has had a field day with UNC, tearing apart every decision made for keeping Davis, to firing Davis, to uncovering the AFEM scandal, to a report from a former governor that critics have since called a whitewash. Whoever this new communications boss is needs to have serious crisis management experience and then given total autonomy. That means speak with one voice, and anyone who goes maverick with the media faces a pre-stated penalty. The media seemed to pressure Bubba Cunningham and Roy Williams into making a statement about P.J. Hairston after they both said repeatedly that nothing would be said until all the facts were in. Right or wrong strategy, they should have stuck to it. Instead, Cunningham made a non-statement, and old Roy said P.J. made serious mistakes in judgment and will face serious consequences. That was before all the charges were dropped, and Hairston made another stupid mistake by putting the pedal to the metal on I-85. Now what will Williams do? When asked about it at the Wyndham Pro-Am this week, Roy said he was damn tired of talking about it. Meanwhile, Cunningham said at a faculty retreat that Hairston would miss some games this season. Of course, a journalism professor tweeted that out, and now everyone wants to know how many. I'll tell you how many. One. One person delivering one message one time. That's what we need at Carolina, for Christ's sakes. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. In 1982, my wife and I got married and we embarked on a career that neither one of us had ever thought we would do, and that was open up a restaurant in Chapel Hill on Rosemary Street. Like everything, we worked really hard. It started with nothing. Unfortunately, it wore us out, but it also taught us that there is nothing to learn business better than the restaurant business when you're totally in it. You really learn how hard it is, and everything else is easy in comparison. I go around the country helping people in the insurance industry build their businesses. And this is the first thing I say. First of all, you have to love what you do. To me, that's the pinnacle, is that you love what you do, or you have a reason why you want to build this business. What I try to teach people is to continue to get back to the basics. Whatever it is that created you and created your business, continually build off of those things. The reality is that it's real important what we do. It's a profession. It's not a job. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off, $20 for admission to their Food Truck Rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This weather report is brought to you by Southern Season. Get a taste of tailgating this Saturday and next Saturday in the parking lot from 11 to 4 for delicious $1.50 sliders and special savings on deli sides at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Right now, 60 degrees in Chapel Hill Carboro, 59 in Hillsboro, partly to mostly cloudy right now in the area. It's going to continue to get cloudy as the day goes on. 20% chance of rain this morning, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs only in the lower 70s. Temps barely hanging around 70 all weekend long. Rain on both Saturday and Sunday.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Barry Bagnato. Morning prayers ahead of perhaps more violence. The Muslim Brotherhood is back in the streets of Egypt. Thousands are marching right now in several Cairo neighborhoods. and the military government is gearing up with stern words, with at least 623 already dead.
In a clear warning to demonstrators, authorities took to state television to announce that police have been authorized to turn their guns on anyone who attacks security forces or government buildings. They're hoping to prevent retaliation attacks like yesterday, when protesters firebombed government offices on the outskirts of Cairo.
CBS's Charlie Daggett says the city square that has been the center of demonstrations is a particular focus.
There are military vehicles blocking all the roads to the square and at other flashpoints here in Cairo as the Muslim Brotherhood vows a day of rage in retaliation for this week's crackdown.
CBS News Update. I'm Barry Bagnato.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning, 7:32 is the time. I'm Aaron Keck, filling in for Ron Stutz today and all week long. I'm going to be with you this morning. We now have the official results of which areas were contaminated following the Family Fair BP gasoline leak earlier this month. The North Carolina Department of Natural Resources said two of the four sites tested positive for traces of gasoline and related substances. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the latest in this ongoing story.
Danny Smith, regional supervisor for the Department of Natural Resources Division of Water Quality, said his department tested four sites, an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch Creek, Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive, Eastwood Lake, and Booker Creek near Daly Drive.
This was a way to sample the surface water to have an understanding and to demonstrate whether or not we had surface water standard violations from the spill.
They tested for amounts of gasoline and substances found in gasoline, such as ethanol and toluene. Smith said an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch Creek and Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive registered levels of toluene that equated to a stream standard violation.
In Eastwood Lake, there was no detection, and in Booker Creek at Daly Road, there was also no detection of toluene or gas that far downstream.
Bishop Construction Company was doing renovation at the BP station on August 1st and needed a pump to drain the storm water from a footing hole connected to a pipe leading to a town storm drain. The accumulation of rainwater caused the footing hole to cave in, resulting in falling concrete, which punctured one of the fiberglass tanks below sometime in between 2 and 5 a.m. on August 2nd. The breached compartment held approximately 3,200 gallons of gasoline at the time of the incident, though the full amount was not leaked. Because the pump connected to a storm drain, gasoline flowed directly into Crow Branch Creek, a feeder of Booker Creek and Eastwood Lake. In response to the spill, the Chapel Hill Fire Department worked in conjunction with the Chapel Hill Police Department and Orange County Emergency Services to lay booms, pads, and construct dams, which Smith said prevented the leak from having far-reaching effects.
This spill event, it should be pretty well under control, and there's not meaningful gas or product to remove in the stream. So I would offer that as far as acute issues with respect to the spill, it should be resolved or abated.
Smith said the active recovery process or the cleanup and removal of the gasoline is done. It is his understanding that most of the under-drained dams, pads, and booms have been removed. Thursday, the Department of Natural Resources sent a formal request to the BP station and Bishop Construction to have access to their records and information taken during the time of the leak.
Part of what we want to do is get a response from them formally about how much product was in the tank that was released from the tank and their estimate of what was released to the stream.
Smith said he hopes to have an idea of how much gasoline was leaked from the tank by the end of next week.
And their response will provide us information on making the determination on responsible parties.
Smith said the Department of Natural Resources will then decide if action is to be taken against the BP station and Bishop Construction. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Moral Mondays are no longer in Raleigh for now. They've moved on to other cities, but another rally took place there yesterday. Retired teachers and former Democratic elected officials saying GOP legislative leaders and Governor Pat McCrory are misleading citizens about the state budget's effect on public schools. Several groups organized a rally yesterday morning outside the old Capitol building in Raleigh, not far from the governor's office. 100 people in attendance. They said Governor McCrory and other GOP politicians are not mentioning the harm the spending plan will do as traditional calendar schools resume in a couple of weeks. Former U.S. Representative Bob Etheridge, a Democrat from North Carolina, says there are real cuts to public education with less money to pay teacher assistants and the creation of a program giving tax dollars to students in low-income families for private school tuition. Republicans have said the budget actually increased public school spending compared to last year. Again, Moral Monday taking a break for this week, but protests resume again in other parts of the state on Monday. NAACP at North Carolina Chapter President Reverend William Barber will be on hand at a larger rally in Charlotte. That'll be this coming Monday evening. And then there will be another rally also on Monday, a couple hundred miles away in the small coastal town of Manteo. Elsewhere, the Obama administration is sending four North Carolina organizations more than $3 million to help people sign up for insurance under the new health care law, Obamacare. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services saying yesterday that Community Care of North Carolina will be one of those four organizations. They'll receive about $2 million. That's a public-private agency which manages hospital and doctor networks. It'll provide counselors to explain different plans offered through the online health insurance shopping markets. That'll be coming in October. It's called a Navigator program, and it's important because the GOP-led General Assembly rejected federal money for outreach. Other grants are going to Randolph Hospital, the Alcohol Drug Council of North Carolina, and Mountain Projects Incorporated, a nonprofit that'll provide Navigator services in the state's seven westernmost rural counties. 7:38 is the time here at WCHL Studios, and August is Gift Card Mania Month. We've been feeling generous all month long. We've been giving away gift cards to some of your favorite local restaurants, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Page Road Grill, Spanky Squid's, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, all great restaurants. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August. Today's winner is Megan Hoop. I hope I'm pronouncing that name right. Megan Hoop of Chapel Hill, winner of today's gift card mania contest. She entered on our Facebook page, and she has won $50 to Dickie's Barbecue. $50 to Dickie's Barbecue, courtesy of WCHL and Dickie's. Congratulations to you, Megan. You still have plenty of chances to enter and win. Go on to our Facebook contest page. Enter today and make sure you tune in to the WCHL Morning News with me and Ron Stutz later on this month. Every day from now until the end of August, it is Gift Card Mania. And speaking of mania, Rand Northam joins us here in the studio. I don't care about segues. I just need one, whatever it is, to talk about our website, chapelver.com. What's on today?
Well, I like your drum roll, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Our website.
I really want a dun-dun at the very end, but I haven't been able to find one yet.
Well, we'll get you there.
Yeah.
On our website, still hopping as always, we have some very colorful new photo galleries up. Fridays on the Front Porch and Southern Village Farmers Market. Also, Joe Murphy has a long-form look at LP and Run the Jewels show at Cat's Cradle. They're two of the bigger underground rappers around right now, finally breaking mainstream, though LP is a legend within the hip-hop community. Murphy takes a really close look at some of the more deep and political messages and lyrics in the show, and he says he really liked it, so you want to check that out.
What's your favorite hip-hop song?
My favorite hip-hop song? Oh, putting me on the spot. I have no idea.
I really like Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Lose Yourself, okay. Yeah. Does Blurred Lines count? Is that hip hop?
We'll go with that.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go with that.
It gets stuck in my head, and
yeah.
It's been controversial at times, but
yeah.
Whatever.
It's an earworm.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's taking the Miley Cyrus route. Also, Dr. Tina LePage is back with another parenting page. This week, potty training,
nice.
As we love to talk about. She talks about her failures and the eventual tricks she learned to potty training her daughter And yes, her daughter's name is Paige.
Paige, yes.
Funny, but informative as always from Dr. Tina LePage, and we love reading her columns. Lots of great columnists on our website, chapelboro.com, that you can check out, and we hope that you do. And if you want to be a columnist, you can submit to Jordan Rogers, jordan@chapelboro.com. We always love to add more and more every day. You can find this and much more on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right. Thank you so much, Rand.
And I got to re-mention, sorry. Very excited. Meant to mention this. The football broadcast this year. We're adding the second broadcast, so that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Pretty neat stuff.
And like every single week, I remember during high school football season, we had four different games to cover, and we were only able to do one.
Exactly.
So this is going to be really awesome. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Great to have Walter Storholt back on the air with us, and Jeff Hamlin back on the air with us. So bringing some old
couple blasts from the past of WCHL. Yeah, and the grid is coming back next Friday at 6:30.
Very excited.
That's
going to
be exciting too.
And Anthony Wellman on the air.
Yes.
With us.
Yeah.
Not just behind the mic or behind the scenes.
Behind
anymore,
the scenes, but now behind the microphone as well. It's going to be really awesome. It starts. High school football season is a week from today.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, good. Rand Northam,
I'm excited about it, but
yeah,
still a lot
it's going to be a lot of work. All right, Rand Northam, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, 7:42 is the time. We'll take a quick break now and come back with the commentators. That's on the way next.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall. WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We will get you to the closing table.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We're open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining carriage and watch a train go by or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car, the Southern Rail. It will take you back.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Last week, I listed the way the Republican legislature attacked low and middle income people. I asked, what were they thinking? Today, I want to list the people who are really upset and we are counting on to come out in 2014 elections to tell them what we are thinking. First, there are the educators, the teachers and parents in huge numbers who led the last Moral Monday protest. So, count on those who support education. The Republicans shredded our environmental regulations, so count on those who want to protect our environment. The leadership declined to extend Medicaid benefits to uninsured adults, so count on those who are suffering from lack of proper health care. And count on the hospitals and health care workers who will now have to provide free care to those who won't be getting Medicaid, since the Republicans didn't extend Medicaid. The unemployed who are cut off from their benefits and may end up living with relatives or worse, homeless. So, count on those teetering on the edge. And their relatives who have to take them in. Then there are the women who may have less choice over their reproductive rights. Count on them. And the doctors who can no longer make professional decisions for their patients without big government intruding. Count on them. Small businesses that lost a $50,000 tax deduction and retailers who lost the back-to-school tax holiday, count on them. Cities and counties that had airports and water systems taken away from them and had their voting boundaries redrawn against their will, count on them. Who does that leave in 2014 to vote for Republicans in North Carolina? Well, the Koch brothers and Art Pope with their gazillions of dollars to pour into the election campaigns, and ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council that wrote all the bills that caused the harm I've listed. That's who the Republicans can count on to help them in 2014, just as they rewrote the voting districts to guarantee Republicans winning in 2010, and new voting laws that guarantee the Democratic base will be reduced. We can't let them count on their money. We must count on all those hurt to make that change in 2014. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. Crimes always appear in papers and in the news, but what really happens the most? We hit the streets to find out. What do you think is the most common crime?
I'm Cheryl Hill, and I live in Chapel Hill. I haven't seen any crime. I'm guessing it's property damage.
My name's Andy Blanton. I live in Mebane. Probably like petty theft or something like that. Just like nicking stuff. Just like stealing a candy bar or something like that.
I'm Eleanor Rutledge, and I live in Carrboro. Probably break-ins.
My name's Erin Thompson. I live in Raleigh. Car break-ins? I don't know, drunk driving?
My name is Alonso Velarde, and I'm a rising senior at Chapel Hill. If I had to think of one, it would maybe be like car theft, maybe. Like people leaving cars unlocked.
What crime happens the most?
My name is Michelle, and I live in Chapel Hill. I would say assault.
Daniel. I'm from Durham. I think it's not really something people are convicted of, but eating terrible food, that's probably the crime that's committed most often.
Cameron Frick, Cary, North Carolina. Speeding above 15 miles an hour.
Steve in Carrboro. Probably breaking and entering.
Julia, I live in Chapel Hill. Form of elitism, snobbishness.
My name is Manuel. I live in Chapel Hill. And I think the most common crime around here is assaults around the area.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carrboro school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
I want to get a head start on college while I'm still in high school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech. I've got my bachelor's, but I still need a few classes to qualify for grad school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech. I want a new career that I can look forward to every morning. Where should I go?
Durham Tech.
This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. Visit durhamtech.edu to begin your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Durham Tech.
Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with traffic once again, Rand Northam.
Well, traffic's still moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. Do want to let you know and remind you to be on the lookout if you're traveling on MLK today or Estes Drive. Still that construction on MLK at Estes. And then on S's right around the library as well, putting in some new sidewalks and other things, road improvements there. So be on the lookout if you're traveling there. We saw major backups, especially right before 5 o'clock yesterday on MLK, all the way back down to the bottom of the hill on MLK northbound, down to where the police station is in that area. So could see some more delays today, especially if people are trying to get home in a hurry today. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or give us a call. 919-967-8363. As always, we ask that no matter how you communicate with us, you do it safely.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This weather report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 60 degrees still in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 59 in Hillsboro. Partly to mostly cloudy right now. It's going to be rainy later on today. 20% chance of rain this morning, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon as clouds continue to roll into the area. Highs in the lower 70s. Overnight lows in the lower 60s with rain tonight and then a rainy weekend as well and a chilly one. Tomorrow, 90% chance of rain, steady all day with highs only in the upper 60s. Overnight lows in the lower 60s and then more of same on Sunday. 70% chance of rain all day with highs in the lower 60s before the temperature finally picks up again as we get into the work week on Monday. Speaking of hot, Wayne Pond joins us now on the air. And he is here for my favorite time of the day, the Wayne Pond Word of the Day. Wayne, how's it going this morning?
Hey, some like it hot.
That's true. And some just are hot.
Nobody's perfect. One of the great lines.
Oh, I love that line. Not actually intended to be the closing line of the movie either. They put that in as a placeholder, and then it was just they just couldn't think of anything better.
Well, it worked. That's
yes.
What counts.
Yes.
You know? Well, as a matter of fact, you've kind of, sort of, put us on the road here to the word of the day, the term of the day. I'm going to give you a term, not a word. Here's a bit of a hint for you, Aaron.
All right.
I'm sure that in your all of your studies, you've run across the poet Horace.
Yes.
Who is we associate with Ars Poetica, the art of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all of that is the backdrop for the term or the word of the day, namely purple prose. Two words, purple prose.
Purple prose.
Yeah, would you care to plumb those depths for us?
That is the novelization of the 1984 Prince movie Purple Rain.
Well,
I own two copies, one for the car and one for the house.
I've heard a lot of good baloney on the radio, and you win it for that one. No, that actually doesn't have anything to do with Horace or Ars Poetica. Purple prose.
Purple prose is just sort of elaborate, unnecessarily flowery language. Is that what it is?
Very good.
Yeah, okay.
Very good. Overly ornate piece of writing. So I suspect you let that creep into your journalistic endeavors now and again.
On occasion, maybe.
You know, and then the ghost of the Sulzberger family come in and slap you on the wrist. So. All right, there it is. Purple prose. Synonyms are purple passage or purple patch. Again, we associate with Horace, Ars Poetica. But you nailed it, brother. An overly ornate piece of writing. There
right.
is your term for Friday. I hope you give away both the Mercedes and the BMW, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much,
all right.
Dr. Pond.
It's been a great week. I'll talk to you on Monday. Be
all
good,
right.
boy.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, so once again, that was Purple Prose, Overly Ornate Riding. We don't have the Mercedes to give away today, but we do have a $10 gift card to Cruisers. So if you remember that word or phrase, I guess, spelling and definition, we'll give you a chance to call in about an hour from now. Give us the phrase, the spelling, or the definition. You can win a $10 gift card to Cruisers. That is Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Time now for the clean joke of the day, and without any further ado, take it away one more time, Ron Stutz.
All right, I'm Ron Stutz, along with Lauren Stafford. It is time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL.
How are you doing, Ron?
Just great.
Sorry, I kind of lost track.
Thought you'd never ask. You thought you'd fallen asleep over there.
I had a blonde moment, which is a perfect segue into our joke today.
You can tell a blonde joke since you're blonde.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, I own my blondeness. Nothing
you do?
I do. I'm proud.
Yeah.
Loud, proud, and blonde.
Loud and proud, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
African Flash, Lauren Stafford, with today's clean joke.
Thanks for the introduction. One day, a blonde walks into a doctor's office with both of her ears burnt.
Both of her ears burnt?
Her ears burnt.
Okay.
The doctor asks her, what happened? She says, well, when I was ironing my work suit, the phone rang, and I mistakenly picked up the iron instead of the phone. The doctor says, well, that explains one ear, but what about the other? She said, well, they called again.
Horrible.
Horrible.
But funny.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Art Lebo is today's WCHL hometown hero for all the work he does as a volunteer for RSVP. I have seen your name on the list of volunteers who put in hundreds of hours. I know that your name is right there at the top of the list. How long have you been volunteering for the RSVP program and specifically the VITA program?
About this will be my 21st year.
My goodness. Art Lebo is a retired business executive. What brought you to Chapel Hill?
Well, my wife and I decided to take early retirement when she was a school teacher, and we had sort of scanned the East Coast, and we saw an ad by
Farrington Village.
Farrington Village.
Yeah.
And so we initially located in Farrington Village and built a place there back the 20 years ago.
My goodness. Well, how did you get involved in doing so much volunteer work?
Well, I've always I worked as a financial manager for the company that for about, let's say, all craft foods. And so I've always been interested in finance and stuff like that. And I heard about the VITA program, specifically the RSVP program, specifically VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. So that's how I really got started in the RSVP.
Art Lebo now lives at the Cedars, along with a lot of other very interesting people. The VITA program is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And explain a little bit more about that for the people who might not know.
VITA program specifically is doing tax return for low to moderate income taxpayers. And it's a program sponsored by the Internal Revenue Service. And we do income tax returns for low to moderate income taxpayers. And we do not charge for our services. It's strictly free for the taxpayers. Every preparer must undergo training each year before they can do tax returns. We have to be certified by the IRS, so we undergo both tax law training, and all our returns are prepared electronically on the computer and filed electronically, both federal and state returns.
How do you feel when you do that all the time? And I ask that question of you because you do it so much.
Yeah, I feel very good because, you know, you're helping somebody, you're contributing to the community. I feel very, very good about it. When you do a return and hopefully you can get somebody a refund from the IRS, it really makes you feel good.
Thank you for all your community service, Art Lebo.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Wrapping up the hour with one more look at your weather report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. 61 degrees now and mostly cloudy in Chapel Hill Carborough, 59 still in Hillsborough. It is going to be cloudy for the rest of the day, 20% chance of rain developing late this morning, and then a 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs only in the lower 70s, another relatively chilly one today. Tonight, rain again with lows in the lower 60s, and then rain all weekend. Highs in the upper 60s on Saturday, lower 70s on Sunday.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel
Add
station.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship.